Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
For a very back alley edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. And this week, we hit the streets. We hit them so hard.
Get back to the streets. That's where I'm from.
And we were so angry about it. We had some rage we had to deal with. Not Bethesda's rage, but Streets of Rage 4. Throwback. I'd heard about it. But before
you might not have, actually.
Yeah, it's possible. Before that, I am Corey. I am joined by Basher.
What's the deal, good sirs?
Before we talk about Streets of Rage 4, we got to talk a little bit about you suggesting some games to us. The Game Pass Day one releases are slowing down a little bit, so now's the time that we can maybe play some other games. Why don't you email us at gpopfans@gmail.com and tell us what you like about the show and tell us some games you want us to check out. Tell us some games that you discovered on Game Pass, and maybe we'll play them and we'll pass it along. And while you're at it, why not give us a rating? They really help out. They really do. But let's talk about Streets of Rage 4. This is developer... I have the old notes in here because it is not Splash-Emu. That is not a real developer. So I'm going to butcher this because it's a French developer. .emu in collaboration with Lizard Cube and Guard Crush Games. Regularly priced at $24.99. It's available on PC, Switch, PS4, and Xbox, of course. Does not have crossplay, though. Even on all these platforms, and it does not have crossplay. Not even between Xbox Live, PC and Xbox. But it does have cloud saves, so if you are playing on one or the other and you want to take that data over, you can do that. As of right now, there's no DLC, and for you Xbox One X Enhanced owners, unfortunately, you don't get any X Enhanced features. So it's lacking a little bit on the crossplay and the X Enhanced, but the style of game, it's not a huge deal. So Streets of Rage 4, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. So my first... quick story. I download this game. I launch it, get it to run. I play the first level. My first thought was, okay, I don't have to play this ever again. I'm done. I had no luck with this game. Like, immediately, I'm just like, yes, this is not grabbing me. Up the difficulty a little bit. I kept playing, and I realized this beat 'em up has way more depth than I first thought. And it's the good kind of depth, whereas like you can still cheese the heck out of it, and it's almost okay. This one, I think, might grow on you.
Yeah, no. So Streets of Rage is a side-scrolling beat 'em up, and it's... God, when was the last one? So Streets of Rage was mainly a Sega franchise, if I am remembering correctly.
Yes.
I guess I could have looked up, but I'm not going to. Because RTX voice doesn't filter out my keyboard. I'm very upset about this, NVIDIA.
It's happening right now. I can hear a word.
You jerks. I'm Tila. Can you hear that?
Wait, no, I can't.
What? No way.
Oh, it's super light. It's super low now. I have to listen for it now.
This is insane. This is not the RTX podcast, but this is awesome. So Streets of Rage was mainly a Sega franchise, and it was never a game that really struck me, though. I play a lot of side-scrolling
games. You're wrong. Streets of Rage was dope.
I'm not saying it wasn't dope. I'm just saying it never grabbed me for whatever reason. Even though it was kind of, I don't want to say it was the de facto, but I remember, at least looking at it now, people really enjoyed those last couple Streets of Rage games. Streets of Rage 2 and 3 particularly. And I am a huge fan of these games in terms of the genre. I have played even the obscure ones. I have played The Death and Return of Superman. Why? It's an okay beat 'em up. I really like it because you play as all these different characters. But in terms of just a beat 'em up needs to be good when you each character feels unique, they feel different, and it has a skill ceiling that is not immediately noticeable. You learn things as you go. You discover different combos. You discover different ways to juggle. And that's where Streets of Rage was always great. And that's where bad beat-em-ups like The Death and Return of Superman and Batman Returns fail. Because you just literally walk around and punch people in the face. That's all you do.
Two crew dudes.
What?
You ever played Two Crew Dudes?
No, I've never.
Oh, man. You have some two crew dudes. It's about two crew dudes. And it's not good.
that was the Genesis game as well, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Would you classify Comic Zone as a beat 'em up?
I'm not a freaking idiot, so no.
See, I would.
That's an action. That
hard.
That's an action. That's not an action adventure.
According to Google, this is a beat 'em up.
Comic Zone?
Comic Zone, yeah.
I guess why wouldn't it be, though? Because why wouldn't it be?
It's not.
If you take Streets of Rage 4 and just instead of going left or right, you went left, right, then back down left. It's the same concept.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Let's move on. So Streets of Rage 4, to get back on track here. So it is a beat 'em up, and it's a dang good beat 'em up. Like you said, first level, I was kind of like, okay. Like, I see what you're doing.
That's what it was.
I see what you're putting down. Like, this is, you're walking around, you're beating them up. Then you keep playing more, and just like, all right, like, I did a little mm-hmm. sweet combo that I bounced this guy off the wall. That was cool. I can customize what my health pickup looks like. I went with the cheeseburger, obviously, as well as the pizza slice.
Obviously. You gotta go pizza slice. Shout out to TMNT in time.
Exactly. I was more of the TMNT arcade game guy.
He's still very good.
Yes. The Turtles in Time was that's a good game. Don't get me wrong. Is that on the SNES Classic? I don't remember. If it is, I want to play that now. But so it took a couple levels for me to sort of warm up to it. But then you start. I don't know. There's just like the way
there's the music flow. Is, the art there's style. A flow in this game,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And it's good. Like it's really good.
Like it's one of those games that it doesn't. So, we were talking about like a game like Dark Souls and difficulty, and it doesn't tell you anything, so it's super cryptic, and it's like, well, I know I couldn't or supposed to do that or could do that or whatever. This is one of those games where the simplicity of it is kind of the magic because there's a depth to it, like I said, that is hidden behind that. So, like, when you first knock a guy up into the air, your instinct is to keep swinging, of course. Then you're like, wait, I can juggle that enemy. Okay. All right. Good to know. And it's like, oh, he hit the edge of the screen and then he bounced back. I can continue juggling. I see. Yeah. It's like, wait, I can knock him into the screen, off of the screen, and then to my co-op partner here, and then we can juggle them in between each other.
Yep.
This is getting kind of nasty. Add into that the special moves that I am a big fan of, because so often in these games you have the special move system where, and it was actually in Streets of Rage, where it's like if you hit the two buttons at the same time, you super move, but it takes health away. In this game, you do that super move, you can get that health back as long as you keep hitting things and you don't get hit. And I think that's just part of a that's just an undercover genius mechanic that just keeps you going and keeps you in this game. And I just love how it promotes the beat 'em up aspect of the genre.
Yeah, definitely. And it's I want to keep playing it because I look online at people that are good at this game, and like I thought I was decent at it. Like oh yeah, like I can do some basic juggling, and I get some sweet defenses where the dude's about to like charge me, and I hit that special button just quick enough that I knock him out of air. I'm like, yeah. Then I see people that know how to play it, and I'm like, whoa. Like, I didn't even know you could do half this stuff. Like, the stuff that like blows my mind is when people will combine a combo by like tapping the attack button twice but not finishing the combo, but mm-hmm, then they're still mm-hmm. stunned, and then they can get a couple more hits in because they do that. Like you said, there's a flow there that it doesn't teach you, but it's very discoverable because at some point you're going to do something different, you know, because you're being attacked or you're trying to dodge something, etc. So you're going to learn how to sort of attack better. But it also, the enemy variety is enough that it's going to encourage you to try different things. I don't love all the enemies. I think some of, like, God, the dudes with the shield, man. Those guys and the karate guys. Those karate guys, I don't like them.
The karate guys are whatever to me. I agree with you with the shield guy, because the shield guy is in every action game. Like, where it's like, they show up, they have a shield, and it's like, okay, so I have to break your shield before I do anything else. And it just always just sets you back.
And it's very cheap. They're never, yeah, exactly. They're cheap. They remind me of freaking Maximum Carnage shield guys. Where those guys, wait, is that the right game? I don't remember which game. There's a game where the dude with the shield, and he moves slowly, and you want to hit him, but somehow they always hit you first. And it's like the knife guys in this game.
The knife guys. I'm so, okay. I love hate the knife guys. So the knife guys essentially are, it's just a guy that double holds like a butterfly knife, like with both his hands, and he'll just run at you. And you yeah. think he's the easiest guy to dodge or deal with because he's going so slow with the smallest weapon in the game. But
who holds a knife like that? Nobody.
I don't know. I can dodge bosses and the shield guy. I can dodge anyone else, but I love him because it's the same enemy that annoyed me back when I was a kid playing this game. Because I'm like, wait, how is he hitting me? He was directly on top of me. There's no way he can just move down and just I get hit by a knife. But you get stabbed by a knife all the time by that guy.
What's weird is when I'm fighting other people and all of a sudden one of those guys is like, because they can go and pick up the knife. Like, they don't have to spawn with the knife. They will go and get the knife. And whenever that happens, I have like a mini panic attack. I'm just like, oh God. Like, and I just wait. I'm like, he's going to start running.
Oh yeah.
I'm waiting for it.
With snaps, I'm like, he was fighting a guy over there. I'm like, dude, like he dropped the knife. He's going for the knife. Go get the guy for the knife. I'm like,
you don't know what you've just done. You have killed us all, sir. You're now going to die.
And the difficulty spike is a well-earned one, I want to say. Because once you get into that flow, you think you got it. And then there are situations where you're like, oh, I don't really got it. And it forces you to play differently. It doesn't force you to be your head against the wall and kind of say, oh, well, this sucks or whatever. But it's like it's really just forced you to play a different kind of way. And I really appreciate that as well.
It's a lot. The game is longer than I anticipated. I was thinking like 10 levels, but it's like 12, I think. And some of those levels are really awkwardly short, but I will agree. Yeah. Like, so kind of about like level 4 or 5, I was like, okay, like I'm sort of, I don't want to say like I've mastered it, but like I've got the flow down and everything. And then the different enemies that it starts throwing at you, but it's almost like a Doom, like to where when they start combining different enemies, it sort of really changes up how you're playing. And that's the sign of good enemy design for me, is when just by combining them, it creates a not a frustrating flow, but a flow that forces you to adapt. And that's, I think that's always a strong case for a beat 'em up like this kind of thing. So
absolutely, because they all work together. And I think the I'm gonna use this word again. I think the genius design this is the fact that the enemy AI and the new enemies that they added are so they still worked with the older mechanics in the game. Because as you progress through this game, based on your score, you unlock the old characters, the old sprites with the old sounds, the old moves. So you can play as Axel from Streets of Rage 1, have no dash, not have the two super moves, and feel severely handicapped at first. But then you realize the enemies were designed for that character as well. So you can play as literally any character and feel right at home and not ever feel too handicapped. In fact, I actually got to the point where I unlocked a Streets of Rage 3 character. Was it Blaze? Yeah, Blaze, the girl. And she still had the cheap, backflip kick. You just roll bosses with this kick because there's some instant invisibility frames in there that they did not take out of the game. And it's just like you're playing old school beat 'em up with a new school feel with this surprisingly in-depth gameplay. Like I am by halfway through this game, I was just more and more surprised at how they were able to throw in everything into this game. But there not be a lot at all, really, yet be complex enough to hold your attention.
Right. And I'm all about this game. But I do want to say that it is sort of, I feel like we've been using the word homage on this show very frequently lately, and I don't know why that is.
You have not been here. That's the problem.
So, yeah, maybe it's just a word stuck in my head. I think back to our very first episode. Do you remember what game we played?
Of course I do.
This is the part you say it.
What? What's up now?
This is the part you say the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want me to actually say it?
Yes. testing your knowledge.
What was our first game?
Full Metal Furies.
That's right. It was full. Yeah, I remember that game. I like that game.
Yeah, so I think of that game and I think of like Scott Pilgrim vs. the World and Castle Crashers. And that's sort of the modern beat 'em up, right? Like they do so much more. Like they've taken the genre and sort of expanded on it in a very different way. And I don't usually bring this up because the nature of Game Pass is subscription based, etc. But like this game is $25. That's a lot, man. Like that's a lot for a game that you finish pretty quick. And like you definitely can go back and play it again and there's more to extract from it, but when you compare it to something like a Castle Crashers or a Full Metal Furies or Furries, whatever it was, and a Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, like those games were not only cheaper, but they did significantly more. And this game is straight up, like, this is Streets of Rage 4. You know, it is not a retelling. It is not a rebranding. It is not a revolutionary. Like, this is a straight up sequel. So I'm not mad at the game for that, but I just think it's kind of weird that it's priced so high. And it's, like, I feel like this would be, like, a $10 thing, right? Like, we made another one of these, you know, like Sonic Mania. Like, this is exactly what you want it to be. This is exactly what you think it is. And I'm almost kind of like, man, I really wish they would have put all that stuff into it, because I want to see what this game would look like with all of the extra stuff that has come with this genre now. Again, that's not a criticism, but I just wanted to kind of say, like, it's kind of strange that they're treating this game the way that they are.
I think that could be criticism. I mean, especially when you compare it to games that came out like in the job, like the game you just said it, and you get so much more in terms of just content. So I think that's a fair thing to bring up, because like you said, the game is not long, but it's longer than you think it is. And once you beat it, you could be done with it. You could run. I mean, I'm gonna run through it a couple more times, but honestly,
yeah, there's enough that the characters play differently that you can get more out of it, kind of thing. But I don't like. It really is just the price for me that's sticking out. Like, again, but if you have a Game Pass subscription, which you probably do if you're listening to this, like that's not a big concern, right? If you were asking me, if you don't have Game Pass, like if someone came up to me and was like, I don't have Game Pass, but I want to play Streets of Rage, I'm like, it's a steep price. Like $25 is a lot of money for what this game has to offer.
I agree with that, because it's just not a lot of. It's one of those games that is like it burns twice as bright and it's out just twice as fast, because it's not a lot of meat in the bones here. But it's a situation where it's actually perfect for Game Pass because of that. Because to your right. point, if you ask me to drop 25 on this, knowing what I'm going into, I'd probably say, oh, I'll wait till it's like 15.
But I'd say 10, but I got, but yes.
I mean, I put an extra 5 on this, but I'm sort of a Sega nerd, so I get a little more behind seeing the old school Axel and Sora and Skate and all these characters. So like, I want to play as them, all of them. So like, it's. So for me, like, I would agree with that completely. Just I wish there was more here, but at the same time, like,
having what is here is very good, right? I don't want to play that game of like of, well, this is what it should have been kind of thing. I hate that argument. And you know, like the possibilities, but when what is here is very good. So I like the music a lot. I like the aesthetics a lot. I think it looks pretty neat. The animations are super super solid and. Everything that it's doing is good, and I want to emphasize that over what it's not doing. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, definitely just give it that. Like, I guess my question to you is, who did you end up main? Did you main the same character all the way through, or did you play off different characters and find different ones that you liked?
So forgive me, I don't know the names of any of the characters.
You got Axel. You got Blaze.
So Blaze was the one with the guitar?
Yeah. Blaze has a guitar? No, Blaze is the lady.
Well, there's two ladies.
Blaze is the kicking lady. Cherry is the other one. I want to say.
Cherry, okay, yes. Yeah. So I started with Cherry. And she was kind of cool, but then I tried Axel, and I don't know, to me, Axel felt kind of, I don't say boring, but he was just kind of there. And then I switched to Blaze, and then I sort of stuck with Blaze. And then I unlocked Adam. So Adam ended up sort of being, what?
He's like the heavy, essentially.
No, that's Floyd.
Yeah, right.
No, so Adam is the first guy that the first character that you actually unlock. Like, he's not right. a retro character. Like, he is a retro character, but this version of him is it's a modern character. He's kind of like an unlockable character. So I stuck with him mainly because I really enjoyed his special abilities. So his like so basically like the special abilities, you've got a defense, you've got an offense, and then you've got a moving one. Am I making that up right? Is there three or two?
Of the special
moves? Oh, the jumping. So Adam's defensive special ability, he basically just does like a roundhouse kick, and I use that a lot to sort of defensive, because I'm really bad at the people that do like jump kicks always get me. I don't know why. a jump kick is my kryptonite. So with him, I could just tap the Y button, and it was a very good defense, and it was very quick. So long story short, I stuck with Adam, but I think Blaze was probably my first main. So.
Yeah, Blaze specifically from three, when you unlock that character, she's just kind of broken. I'm a big fan. She's still kind of broken.
Yeah, so I definitely I want to check out the rest of the characters, but you basically unlock them by just keep playing. There's not a certain thing you have to do. It's all score based, and so there's quite a few characters. I think there's what 12 total. I think it's there's 12 characters to unlock plus the four. So there's 16 right. characters in this game, and they all definitely play a little bit different. But no, this is a game that I'm definitely going to like. I'll throw this in when I've got half an hour sometime and sort of revisit it and unlock a new character and check it out and keep playing and go from there kind of thing. So.
Absolutely. I was a big fan. Like the boss fights especially were fun for me. Cause it's like the bosses had their own little, before we get the boss fight, I think my favorite level was the one. Cause I first ran through most of it solo and I love the stage where you go through the dojo and they throw just wave after wave after wave of enemies at you.
Yeah.
And it felt like that scene in the raid or what's the other movie called Lonely Boy, but just that it's like one long hallway fight scene. It's just like it's like a rush, like, oh, like, you think you have because you fought these characters so many times during the gameplay so far. You're like, oh, these guys are easy. Just like, oh, wait, there's like 15 of them on screen. Like, and it just felt real. It felt like a good. And then for a game called Streets of Rage, it really brought some rage to the streets. It's like, this is a lot happening at once. It is a good time. And it's. I'm just really surprised that I really love Streets of Rage again. Like I just wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, the name of the movie was Old Boy, by the way. It was bugging me because I knew Lonely Boy wasn't right, and
it was absolutely wrong.
It took me longer than I'd like to admit to find it. No, I agree. Like this is a really cool throwback, and it's done in a way that I really enjoy. So I think it's time. I mean, I think we gave it away. Game pass or pass?
Let's pass it on to some buddies.
Yeah, I think if you don't play, if you have, I played this game solo. I did not play with anybody, and I still had a great time. But I think even, you know, if obviously this should be played with friends, but if not, you can still play this game. It's a really cool game.
You don't really need friends. I mean, like it felt good solo.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's either way, it's good. But I mean, beat 'em ups are always more fun when you've got more people, right? Like.
Maybe. It's a little weird. I'm not gonna lie to you. It was a little weird. Like the flow is different. That's all I just thought. That's the way I put it.
I don't know, man. Now you're making me second. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So yes, Streets of Rage 4. You should play that. You should play that game. So, but all right, that is gonna do it for this episode. So now when it comes time to talk about next episode, and it's a little up in the air. So we were going to play Moving Out, but it does not have online co-op. So that normally this was a game we'd play because it was a day one, I won't say release, but it was Game Pass thing. And the listing for Xbox Live is wrong. It says that it has online co-op, but it doesn't. Very disappointing. So
how is that possible? But your other games, like, it's just weird.
So we're debating between, we started playing Human Fall Flat, but we also have to go back to Halo. So which
one?
I mean, gotta finish the fight.
Oh man, you want to go back to Halo over Human Fall Flat?
I mean, we've been saying we're doing Halo for quite a while here.
As long as we get them all out before Infinite. That's all I care about. No, I'm honestly fine with Halo. I'm just being a jerk. So
I'm just trying to think, like, because my thing. Well, we'll talk more about Halo and what I think about it, actually, because I enjoy going back through these games because of some revelations I'm having about the series.
Is that a teaser for next episode?
Cliffhanger. And the show right now. Just cut it.
Cut it. Cut it. I can't. I have to announce that next week's episode.
We're out. Game over, guys.
Collection, but more specifically, Halo Combat Evolved. And then I'll cut it there just for you.